Okay, we've been for a while doing the Simcha Yudal and Kav Chaf Gimel, and we've said all along that at the end, when we finish, we're going to do one thing from Simcha Flamet Hey. We've been throwing things from other Simanim also to try to sort of get them in here, but there's one thing from Simcha Flamet Hey that we need to talk about, and that's because this question about Scotch and Sherry Kiss makes the most critical part of it is in Simcha Flamet Hey, so we couldn't miss out and say talk about that also. Okay, so before we get to today's real topic, I'm going to go over four things that we spoke about in the past that have to do with the Shiloh of Sherry Kiss. There are four parts before that we get to the actual what's today's topic. Okay, so before I'm a little bit jumping ahead of myself. Okay, what's the question? The question is. People who make scotch need to age it for many years in barrels, and lots of those people like to use barrels that had previously held a kind of wine called sherry wine. And the shaila is, does the presence of that stanya in the barrels affect the scotch that you're eating? If you're drinking the scotch, and is it affected by those barrels that are
left? Special on sherry versus any other type of wine, versus
that's what they use. Okay, that's what they use. Okay, so there are four things that we spoke about in the past. I'm just going to go through them quickly, just to remind us or just to get us into the mode. Okay, and the first is like this. Okay, in halacha yud, in kufi da halacha yud, we said there's a din which is talim b'drabanan. Talim b'drabanan means is that if you have a shaila b'drabanan, did something happen or didn't happen, and it could have happened this way, it could have happened that way. So you're allowed to be talim. You're allowed to assume that it didn't happen. Okay, that the way the things went were in the more kal way. Okay, the way they would make it mutter. Okay, and so therefore, if you first hear that, you say, well, if you say talim b'drabanan, means is if I don't know if mine used sherry kiss or not, it's only at most this is drabanan because it's samyayin, I don't know if it did or didn't use it, and therefore I'm allowed to be toiled that my people didn't use it. Okay, that's what you would say at your first glance. The problem is that we saw there that, no, you don't say talim b'drabanan when it's very common to do it a certain way. Okay, and since sherry casts are kind of common, so we don't say that. But then we said that there's a variation of talim b'drabanan, which is that when there are specific suppliers who you know those suppliers, that they don't do the isser, like there are certain people who sell barrels without isser, then you're allowed to be talim. Okay, so this is going to help us. This is only going to help us for cases when we don't know. When we pick up a bottle, it doesn't say if they use sherry, they didn't use sherry. We can assume no, they didn't use it. Okay, because it's a drabonon, we're allowed to be toilet with drabonon. Okay, this is one of the things. This point, which is toilet with drabonon, is one of the things that Moshe says a bal nefesh should be machmer on. Not we sign up on toilet drabonon. We spoke back then in halacha yud what all the reasons for that is why you should not be toilet drabonon. Okay. That's the first thing. The second one is, there's a Fershatin that says that Belias of Stam Yayin are lefgam into anything, into all beverages. Okay, it's a little shy if it's all beverages, but we assume it's for all beverages. So if Belias of Yayin lefgam into everything, so then the wine that's coming out of the barrel is lefgam into scotch. So we're off the hook, okay? Stam Yayin is lefgam. The Gemara says you can do lechachila, you can put other liquids, you can put liquids into that barrel. So what's the problem? So we're off the hook. No problem. It's a very shadin halachic dalet. Kufi dal halachic dalet. That should be straightforward, you know? Excuse me? What's the halachas? It's just a blia. What else is it? Okay, it's a blia. So the question on that is, the reason why someone will disagree on that is, Dain Rice brings up such a possibility. He's not convinced, but he says, you know, I hear that the Bedafka want the time of the sherry to come into the wine, into the scotch. So how can you say it's lefgam? The Gemara says it's lefgam in a general sense, but if the guy specifically wants it to be there, how can you say that it's lefgam? And how does that make sense to say it's lefgam when he specifically wants it?
Okay. I'm sorry, the barrels are fully moist, they're dry, they're fully dry, they're
if you touch it, there's nothing on it.
Yeah, I think they have some of the barrels.
Yeah, that's a separate issue. There might be a little on the bottom is a separate issue. Okay, that's not the big shiloh because it's going to be that little bit's going to be bottle. But the shiloh, the blue in the barrel, I'm going to back to in a second why there's a big problem with the barrel. Okay, so Dain Rice says no, maybe it's not lefgam. Okay, so the reasons to argue on that are that Dain Rice himself says that it's not clear at all that they really want it. Maybe they just want the tom of the wine in the barrel counteracts negative effects of the barrel. Okay, it's not that they dafka want the sherry. Yeah, the Dain Rice says, I'm not too sure myself which one it is. That's one angle of it. And Rabbi Miller says, he says, you know, it's very nice that you're telling me that the guy is tafka wanted. The Gemara says, it's tafkam. The Gemara says, it's tafkam. It's tafkam. Says, no, don't make me crazy. Okay. Sometimes they do, up into the scotch.
Why mess around with the sherry
cask? So some say that they use the wine. Well, they need a barrel. And so they say the wine that's in the counteracts negative parts of the wood. You can't just skip that.
You need the wood also.
Right. Okay, fine. Number three.
That's sure.
That's correct.
Ireland,
yes, now let's put it in. Also. Okay. Number three. Number three. Number three. Ditta Bashisha. Okay, this is from Halacha Dalet also. This is from Halacha Dalet also. And that is, Stam Yain is Bata Bashisha. We assume that it applies to all cases. Again, this is a place where Moshe says a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer, to not say that it applies in all cases. But the Ikra Din is that Stam Yain is Bata Bashisha into anything. So, you say, come on, so it should be obvious that it's Bata Bashisha, because of a Kaka did not be Ditta Bashisha. Okay?
Well, I mean, anything. I thought it's not like Bata one. Foods and stuff
like
that. Again? Is wine bottling than cake?
No. In foods, it's not, it's bishisha. No, I'm saying in liquids, I'm sorry. Into another beverage, it should be got the bishisha. It should be got the bishisha into another beverage. Okay? So the reason why, the problem with that was that the barrels that they use are so thick that there's barrel only four times as much liquid inside the barrel as there is barrel. The barrels are so thick, it's about 4.25 times. It's a huge, the barrels are made of inch thick wood. You go downstairs to Kiva's office to see it if you want, and they're really thick, and if you do the math, it turns out that it's not about the Bashisha even, okay? So the two, so then, on top of that, another thing is that I told you they use a special wine called sherry wine. Okay, sherry wine is a port. Sherry wine is, it's sherry together with brandy. So if you make the cheshbon, the way we talked about it back then, you may need 11 times to be mevatelet, and you obviously don't have 11. You don't even have 6. So the good news is that a lot of companies don't use first run sherry casks, and we'll talk about later whether they were kosher or they weren't kosher. That's one angle of it. And they add water when they're finished. You have to take it out of the barrel. They add water to it, and between those. In lots of cases, it's going to be bottled bishisha anyhow. Okay, you'll end up with what I meant about kashering is if you only use some new barrels, and some barrels are old enough that they've been kashered in the process, we'll talk about it later, they've been kashered, then you only bit the bishisha against a few of the barrels. So we have 1,000 barrels of scotch, but only 100 of them were in with ones that are trade, then we may have bit the bishisha. In the overall batch, we may have bit the bishisha. Okay.
You know, my bottle of scotch, since it's combined from many
barrels, all that bleed into this will be about the
Bashisha. First run barrel, second, what did you say?
A first run means it's never been used for anything else. Oh. It went straight from the sherry guy straight into the scotch. After it's been used other times, then it's been captured by the other uses that it has.
They mix 100 barrels together for each bottle?
Yeah, well, in most cases, they dump 100 all the barrels together into one big vat, and then they start filling the bottles. Okay. Okay. Okay, so then, and the last thing is, the last thing we took.
You use a barrel.
Lots.
But then it doesn't have a sherry flavor anymore.
Right, because, again,
because the first time had a lot.
Okay, now the last thing is, in Halacha Vav we spoke about, is that maybe if the Rosh book says if you do something on purpose, it can't be bottled. So here we're talking about Bitta Bashisha, and I'm going to talk to Bashisha in a second. So the Rosh book says that things that are put on purpose can't be bottled. In which case, I'm going to tell you it's going to be bottled. If the guy wanted it into there, okay, back to the little what we said before, if you want it on purpose, how can it be bottled? So there are two ways of understanding this Rashi. Do we pass like it? The Rambam says we basically don't pass like it. In very unusual cases, but we do, but usually, we don't. So no passing to the Rashi, so don't worry about it. Things can be bottled.
Does that apply to a Bliya? The Rashi apply to a Bliya?
Does the Rashi care in a Bliya, you say? That's a good question.
Put something in.
That's a good question. So that, again, has to do with creeping back into these people's minds. Do they want the sherry to be in your scotch? If they want it to be in your scotch, if they want it to be there, maybe then it can't be bottled.
It's still just a bleed.
That's possible. Rav Moshe is not talking about a bleed. Rav Moshe is going to actually put wine into it. That's the shine that he had, is actually putting out that bleed. He's not talking about bleeds. But that's an argument. And Dain Wright says we actually do pass like the Rajma. He says, but the Rajma is only machmer when the thing itself does affect it. If there's shayla of zev zagarim, like in our case, then it's mutter. Rav Schwartz like that was very in favor of that. And Rav Schwartz was big into believing that it's zev zagarim. It has an effect on the flavor, but it doesn't actually make the flavor, and therefore it was mutter. Okay, so that took me longer than I thought. But that's a review of the things that we talked about in the past. Okay? And now for today's Shiloh. Okay? Okay. We have wine was in this barrel. Okay? And I, like I just said to you, the barrel is really thick. And we're thinking about the blea coming from that barrel into the scotch. So the question for today is there really so much blea coming out of the barrel? Or maybe there's only a very small blea coming out of the barrel, and if there's only a very small blea coming out of the barrel, then it's not, forget about the mashish, it'll be about the mashishim. Okay? So is there a lot of blea coming out of that barrel, or just a little bit? Okay? So to get to that question, before we actually get to the our halacha part of it, we'll step back one step into earlier parts of your day. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have kavush, if you take two pieces of meat and you put them into a pot of water, into a bowl of water, cold water, and you put one piece of kosher meat and one piece of treif meat, and they sit there for 24 hours, there's kavush. And the Gemara says, kavush kimavushal, kavush is as if it's cooked to the time chances completely. So there's a piece of kosher meat and treif meat floating around in a swimming pool together, the blea from the treif meat goes into the kosher meat, and the kosher meat is as if it was cooked, means it's a full blea. Okay? The Gemara says, kavush kimavushal, umlech kareser. Kavush kimavushal means that there's a full blea. From the bushel, the blea goes all the way through, in contrast to resicha, that's only a small blea. If kavush kimavushal goes all the way through, okay, the blea goes all the way through. That's the more straightforward thing, that kavush makes bleas from food to food. What about from food into a kli? Okay, well, we're talking about our case, of the wine sitting in the barrel wasn't food into food. The other side of kavush of food into a kli. Does kavush work into a kli also? Okay? Again, the real case of kavush is two foods floating around in a liquid. So back in Halacha Dalet, I think it was, in Halacha Dalet, we spoke about a Rashba, and the Rashba says, the Rashba and the Taz brings it, who says, no, the blea is only contained klipa. When it goes into a klipa, the blea is only contained klipa. Okay? Now, if that would be true, according to that way of looking at the blea is only contained klipa, then we don't have any problem with our barrels. The blea into the barrel only goes in kedei klipa. If it only goes in kedei klipa, then that blea that's kedei klipa is going to be bought the mishishim into the scotch. Get off the mishishim, so we bought the mishishim into the scotch. We'll be off the hook. Okay, that's what the Raj. We're going to come back to this Raj Bantaz in a while. Okay, but that Raj Bantaz, most Pesachim don't buy that. Okay, the Ramah says it's not a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Ramah in Teres Hatas. Ramah says that just like this kavush between foods, there's also kavush into a kli, and it goes kedei kula. It goes all the way through a full blea into the kli. Kavush kemavusha works for a kli also. Okay, and that's brought by a shach, and by everybody else afterwards. Okay, I have here a prim gadim and a chokhmas adim and a rochashukhum, but everybody else, lots of people bring this, that the thing is, like the Taras Hatta says, that a blea of kavush into a kli is completely, a complete blea all the way through. Okay, so now we just solve our problem l'chumra. Okay, and everybody tells things like that, that the blea of kavush is kumavush all the way through. If the blea is all the way through, then the blea is too much. And it needs to be, then unless we had a cool like before Bitl Mashisha, we're gonna be stuck. Okay? Am I got you guys? So? Okay.
You mean like a cooler like Bitl Mashisha?
Unless we could have other tzad to be maker, like we said before, maybe there's something to make, maybe the blea is a lefkam, or the blea is bit to, maybe you say it's Balta Bashisha, or something, unless we have one of these other possibilities, but the fact to say, the Teres Hatta says, the Shach brings it, that the blea is all the way through, so it's blea through the whole thickness of the wall of the arrow, then it's going to make our food shape. Okay? And now we come to our din. Okay? The problem is like this. Okay, so I just told you, kavush is kumavushal, into a kli, even into a kli, it goes all the way through. The problem is there are two dinim, right here in Hilchas Klei Yayin.
In a normal barrel, you don't have shisha in terms of the volume of the barrel versus the...
In a barrel, like a wine barrel?
Yeah.
Right, there's not shisha connected. Right, there's not shisha. But if you're in a pot in your house, it's going to be shisha.
Right.
But they're so thick, there's not... Okay, the problem is there's two dinim. One is the din that we started with, and it says like this. It says, I feel about machnis alakim. Even when, I'm going to tell you in a minute what a machnis lekiyim means, even machnis lekiyim, ain't a belay yesh v'day klipa. You leave wine, if you have a barrel that was machnis lekiyim, it's normal to keep things in there for long, extended times. Okay, machnis lekiyim, the general rule is, it has to be there for 3 days. Kindly, when you leave stuff long term, now, the machnis lekiyim doesn't work like kavush. Kavush, it has to be 24 hours in a row. Machnis lekiyim doesn't have to be 72 hours in a row. But it has to be, basically, you're always keeping stuff in there. So, that's Sim Kuflam, Hey has a lot about that. Machnis lekiyim, ain't it b'leh yosef deklipa. The blea of only goes in deklipa, therefore, l'fika, in hivra aleh malakid rehitni, if you use a plane, that's the word I was looking for, go to scrape it off, or kill flame b'kardim, or use an axe to cut off a layer, Kosheru. Then you're mastering. You have a treif barrel. You have a barrel. You scrape off a kadei klipa, one thin layer's worth. You scrape off a layer. You could use the barrel now for kosher. Okay? So that doesn't sound like the blea is all the way through. The blea is on kadei klipa.
Yes. You see that the barrels absorb much more.
Okay, so your question, wait a second, but when some people have slid open barrels and they saw that it absorb more, so...
But I'm saying if they dry out, the barrel dries out and it falls apart. Then it's no longer waterproof.
So you say, but if I cut open, there are people who have cut open barrels and said, oh my gosh, I see red streaks all the way through, all the way deep into it. And you say, and I know it has to be moist all the way through, okay? So the truth is that doesn't bother me. When I see the din, that doesn't bother me. But I'll tell you, the answer to that is that the fact that something that there's...
Moisture,
that there's something there doesn't mean there's enough to be nice in town. So when the din says by scraping off a layer, you've gotten rid of all the important parts. Okay, the fact what's in the deeper is not nice in town. We don't have to worry about that. Okay, so here it says in Kuflam Heyu Gimel. That's what we're poking on that din. That's what we're sitting on this din. It says is it only the kadei klipa to the point that you can just literally scrape off a kadei klipa and then you can eat it. So easy. But if I told you cover skim of bushel, really? Shulchan Aruch says that you can take off the klipa, and then in Kuf Lamed Zayin it says, a different kind of a din. So if I be yayin or of kitan shamayim, whatever the case is, in miyesh b'mayim shisha pa'amim, kineged klipas hakankan, if the heter is six times more than a layer, just a klipa of the kankan, then it's mutter, then you can eat it. Okay? So both of these dinim are saying is that the bliya is only kinei klipa. Right, we're talking about a barrel, and the wine sits in the barrel, and the blea is kadei klipa. So, what are we worried about? So if the blea is on kadei klipa, right, I'm not what we're worried about. If the blea is on kadei klipa, what happens to the fact that kovash? Kovash takes 20, in kovash, the blea goes kadei kula. I told you, the Ramaz, the Taras Hakan says it, the Shach brings it. So what's going on? Is it kadei kula, kadei klipa? And for us, it's a huge nafkamina. If it's on kadei klipa, then it's going to be about the Meshishim. Okay, so what's going on here? Okay, this is not my question, okay? This is the Shach's question. Okay, there's the Shach's kasha. He says, "What's going on over here? What happened to the din of kavush kumavushal? Why is it these two dinim say that so the Shach's in kuflamade and kuflamadayim?" He asks. He says, "What happened to the din of kavush kumavushal? Why isn't it being kadekulah?" Okay, another question the Shach asks. Okay, this is a question he asks in kuflamade. He asks the second question. He says, "If you open up Hilchos Pesach, you talk about how the kasher barrels there also." So there, the barrel is not a shiloh wine barrel. There, it's a barrel that held beer. Okay, so beer is something. So you had a barrel that held beer, and the din is, you could kasher with the same ways that you could kasher klayayin, you can kasher there. It talks about mew with iri. You can kasher the same ways. So the Shach says, why? Those kind of ways of kashering, there it's called mew with iri, those ways of kashering only take off a kadei klipa. It only takes off a kadei klipa. How does it help for the beer that was absorbed kadei kulay? It was kavush kumavush, so the blea is all the way through the whole barrel of beer. So what's going on? So how can you kasher? What's happening over here that we're letting you kasher with these ways that only take off a klipa's worth of blea and not all the a full kashering that you're supposed to do?
What does the
shop
get the
middle of the
year only
does kadei klipa? That's when the din kuflam hey. It tells you, I'm going to tell you in a second, there are four ways to kasher these barrels, and they're all equal. They just take off a kadei klipa. They all do the same thing. They get a klipa's worth of blea. There are four ways. I'm going to tell you in a minute or towards the end. So this is the shach's kasher. He says, in kuflam hey, yes, this guy. Kuflam zayin does is that question. He says, why the hilchos pesach we do the same thing? So here, two times in hilchos stam yayin, in hilchos klei yayin does it talk about on kadei klipa, and also in hilchos pesach does it do kadei klipa. That's his question. So the Shach says two answers to the kasha. Okay, I'm going to tell you the order the way he says it in Kuf Lamed Hei. In Kuf Lamed Hei, he says the opposite order. Okay, but in Kuf Lamed Hei, he says the answer is like this. He says his first answer is it's talking about a case where it didn't sit for 24 hours. If it's machnis lekiyam, machnis lekiyam means it's been basically in there for 3 days straight. At least 3 days it stays in there. But as I told you before, it doesn't have to be continuous. It could be in and out. It could be in for an hour, out for 5 minutes. That's okay. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be basically in there. So it's talking about cases where it was never in for 24 hours straight. But had it been in there for 24 hours straight, then you would need regular kashering, hagola, the whole works. You have to do the whole thing. Okay? Now, as an aside, let's put the step for aside for a second. Well, if it didn't sit through 24 hours, why is there any blia? Okay, so that I think what he means is that the din of machnis lekiyam, this is a special din in Hilchos Stam Yayin, that once you have a treif barrel, if you put something in there even for a minute, we assume that there's a blia. Okay, I think it's a gzera, it's not really a blia, but we assume there's a blia. So if you put it even for a minute, once you have a treif barrel,
This is making the barrel treif. Machnis lekiyam, you're making the barrel treif right now.
No. It is a barrel that was machnis lekiyam. It's a type of barrel that that this halacha you gimel, that simon. If you have a barrel that's machnisa l'kayim, a style, a barrel, that a treif barrel that's machnisa l'kayim, the blea that it has is only kedei klipa, and now you want to make it kosher, you can put in maki rehini. But when it can become treif, it can become treif in less than 20. It doesn't need covers and things like that. Once it's designated as a machnisa l'kayim, okay, you're careful. Once it's a machnis l'kayim barrel, it's a machnis l'kayim, and that's it.
But it's saying
you're not making it a treif, you're making it kosher. It became treif through machnis l'kayim.
So when in the Shulchan Aruch, you're being machnis l'kayim what?
No. It is a barrel that's machnis l'kayim. You bought it from a guy as a barrel that's machnis l'kayim. Uh-huh. It's treif because it was machnis l'kayim. You went into a factory, they have tanks that they hold wine in. The tank doesn't sit once every minute, it's in and out of the tank, but basically the tank is always full. Okay, so now we have to have a kasher of that tank. It may not have had 24 hours in a row, but it's for days and days and days stuff sits in that barrel.
Okay, so it's shukran and saying that
way. So, and now you want to make it kosher, so you could take over klipa, the shachter, it's talking about a case that it never ever sat there for 24 hours in a row. Okay? So,
yeah, how would you know that?
The shach says, it's obviously a very serious stuff over here. Okay, we're talking about, you have a barrel. Okay, what do you do with barrels? Okay, what do you do with barrels of wine? Stuff sitting there for weeks on end, for months. What is how stuff sits in a wine barrel for? So to say that it's talking about only a very specific case, it's only talking about a case where it was never sat there for 24 hours. How would you know? Who would even taste it? The Shulchan should tell you that he's talking about a very specific case. It doesn't say that. It tells you, this is hey kasher, this is hey kasher barrel. The shach says, I'm not very thrilled to say that answer. So he says the second answer. The second answer. The second answer is that the rule of kavush kemavushal, that halacha that we say kavush kemavushal, has exceptions. We don't say kavush kemavushal by stam yayin because there are kulos of stam yayin. There are certain kulos about stam yayin. We don't say it by Pesach because the Pesach chametz is terrible. When the chametz was absorbed, it wasn't yet usher. You were allowed to eat the chametz at that point. There are little kulos about terrible also. So there are special kulos for certain dinim. So that's why, the din of these ways to kasher are only in klei yayin and in Hilchos Pesach by chametz, but by other things it would not be true. If a regular isser had been sitting in there, I don't know, you think of another isser, klei yakarim, I don't know, but sitting in there, then the isser would be kavush kemavushal. So usually we say kavush kemavushal, but here we don't. Here we don't say kavush kemavushal. Okay, if you want to, we'll say the Chazanish says it in a certain way. He explains it is that remember. There are people who don't hold of kavush kemavushal to a kli, right? There are people who don't hold like that. I told you before, the people who don't hold of kavush kemavushal to a kli, kavush is kemavushal in regular things, but into a kli it doesn't work. So for these things, we're metal, and for some, we call like those shitas, and kavush is not all the way kemavushal. It only goes in kedei klipa.
Meaning the rajbo.
Like the rajbo. We'll say, yes, like the rajbo. In these kind of cases, we don't say kavush is kemavushal. Usually kavush is kemavushal by Yisurim that are more kal, like this is because it's Tanyayin, or in Chometz because it's Het Terbola, we're more kal. So we say Kavush is not Kimavushal, and the blea doesn't go in Kedekula. Okay, now, so if that's true, so really we have our regular rules of Kavush Kimavushal, and a regular treif tank we would not kasher this way. Like let's say we had Cholvak in a tank. Different complication. Okay? We have different isser in a tank that was sitting in a tank. We would not kashu with just a kedei klipa. But when we come to two special coolers of stam yayin, no chametz, we can't be mekel. Which, of course, when we get to us, that's what we care about. We care about scotch, which is sherry. That's only stam yayin. So for stam yayin, we can do kedei klipa. I'm not thinking now about the kashu, I'm thinking about the blia. The blia is on kedei klipa. The blia is on kedei klipa, it's about the mishishin. And no, but shishim, there's such a thin amount that it's so little that it'll be about even shishim into the stuff, and there's no reason not to be mekel. Shisha, we had some reasons, Baal Nefesh should be machmir. If it's about the shishim, we're off the hook. We're for sure okay. Okay, now, I told you the way the Shach says in Kufla Amad Zayin. In Kufla Amad Zayin, he says it in the other order. In Kufla Amad Zayin, first he says the answer, that it's a special cool over here, and then he says, or maybe it's talking about that it never sat there for 24 hours. So that the niggun of that one sounds a little bit like he thinks like the second one is the better answer. Okay, now in the end of the Kofan Zayin, he says, go look back in Kofan Matei also. So I'm not very clear from these shachs which way he thinks is the real answer. Which is the real answer? Is he being makel or is he being machmer? Is he makel to say is by stam yayin you don't have to worry about kavush kemavushal into a kli? Or is he saying that it's an unusual case where it didn't sit for 24 hours? Okay, which one is the shach mean to say? So then you just said. Okay, he has two different. You could go eat something. Okay, which one is he? So okay, if you read just Kaflamet Hay, you would say that he was being Mako. Because he starts off saying it didn't sit for 24 hours. Then he says, oh, come on, didn't sit for 24 hours. He told him it didn't sit for 24 hours. Of course it sits for 24 hours. So he gives a second tarot as if that's the Iker tarot he's giving. In Kuflam and Zayin, the Nigun is the opposite. He first, he says, that it's a cool over here, and then he says, maybe it didn't sit for 24 hours. Okay, it's a Nafshkin. But the Yehuda says, it's going to come in a slide in a minute. The Yehuda says, you know, the Shach seems to be misupik about it, which way it is, but the Iker comes from a different Shach. I'm going to show you that in a second. Okay?
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
Is that, free my ignorance, but without any sort of transition or indication of a transition where the person doubts the first answer, is it always the second answer the better answer than the first answer?
In the way you read Kuflam Hei, it sounds like that. I don't know if it's always like that, but in this case, he says the first answer, and then he says, come on, how can you think this is for 24 hours? I'll tell you a different answer.
Right,
so it sounds like he slugged up his first question. Right, but then when you turn to Kuflam Zayin, it has a different nigun to it, because he says in the opposite order, has a different...
It's not just order, there was something in which he...
Right, there's an in-between, which is, he asks a kasha, like a pretty straightforward question. Okay, now. So now let's see how other people are. I think that it's going to be the second one on here. Okay, but anyhow. So a lot of Achron that I see, think that he could be Mako. Mako, we have to say, is that by Stam Yayin and by Chametz, it's only Kedei Klipa, and by other reasons, it will be Kedei Kulin. The first is the Shach. Oh, here it is. This is the Shach in Sifkat and Yud Gimel. It's an earlier Shach, which the Rebbe brings. And he says like this. It says, Dachka v'shaloi hoi bar yayin esach me'es leis. Whatever the case is over there. Avu hoi bar me'es leis. Excuse me, what happens if the wine sat there for 24 hours? Ain't a chilek between this and the whatever. A lot of tzarech me'el v'iri. You just could do the types of kashering that are going to be later in Koflamet Hei, which on Kedei Klipa. Over there in the din, in Sifkat and Yud Gimel was a case you don't have to kasher at all. He says, but if it's after 24 hours, then you do have to kasher. But what's the end of the thing is, you have to kasher. Does you have to kasher? Through Mila and the Eru, this light kasher that just takes off the klipa. No, he brings this, and he says, you see from here that the Shach held the real answer was to be Mekel, that by Stam Yayin, even if it's after 24 hours, you're okay. Okay, that's the Nebuchadnezzar's right from the Shach. Okay, the Prim Gaon says, this is in Kuf Hei. He says, in the Kli Shach, Kvish Lagamri, Ken Aloha. Okay, I guess you a question earlier whether there's kvisha in the kli, whether kavish kavush works in the kli or just in foods. He says yes. It goes kli kula. The chen kaza shach b'tzadi ches yisiv gimel. That's the shach who brings the teres chadash. Nekama. Over kuf lamed hey or islamed gimel. That's our shach that we're talking about. In kuf lamed hey, he says the ein lomum yain nesa ein sham. I told you there's a rule that kavish is kavush even to a kli kavushal. And if you look in the shach in kuf lamed hey, you'll find out that yain nesa is different. You're looking Shach Kuf Lamed Hei Lam Gimel, where you'll see that Yayin Nesach is different. Okay, even though usually Kavush is commercial with Gamri, it makes a full blia, but Yayin Nesach is special. Yayin Nesach doesn't have that din. In other words, the more cow way that the Shach had answered, well, to us the cooler way, which is that even if it sits for 24 hours, but Yayin doesn't have a blia. The Chacham Tzvi says, now the Chacham Tzvi comes from a different angle. He says, he thinks the Shach is Machmir. He says, V'av Shaharab B'Shach, Kotzad Dhod Makhler, Abel B'Eshtayim Eis Eithini Kamavusha Mamish. That's the first answer of the Shach. Even though the Shach says that if it's Meis Leis, V'Chilas Kvodai Loidak. Okay, and then he goes on to explain to you why he thinks the Shach is wrong. So the Chacham Tzvi actually thinks the Shach is Machmir, but the Chacham Tzvi himself says, I don't agree with him. Okay, that's a different angle on it. The first two were agreeing with the Shach, but this is, he doesn't agree with the Shach. Okay, next. The Rebuta. Okay, this is the Rebuta I told you before. He says, if the wine would sit to me ace, it needs Iri, that means Mila Iri. Ein Shach, Sifkat Yud Gimel. Sifkat Yud Gimel, that's the Shach that I brought to you before. In Sifkat Yud Gimel is the one that says that if it sits for 24 hours, it's real. V'ah, what did I got here? Hagam she b'sifkat in chavdala, b'sifkat in mamgimu, chonchik b'zeh, shafil iru loy mahani, that iru doesn't help if it sat there for 24 hours, and kamok of dvar she b'sifkat in yudgimu, heim dik in ledina, which is that if wine is a special din, that even if it sits for 24 hours, there's no kavush, it's not kamavushal, it's just kedei klipa. And the Mishabura says, I told you that then, let me think of that for a second. I told you this, in Hilchos Pesach, it says that you could kasher barrels that held beer, you could kasher them with what's there, what's Mila V'Iru. So Mishabura says, he says, that's true only by beer. But that's a Shach and Kuflam and Hei.
The Bashar is saying, you can't do that because it's you can only do it by certain Yisurim. For all the Kalim, it does not help because Kavash is Kamavosha Kadekulai, and therefore the Bli goes all the way through. So this Kula that you're seeing, if you open up Hilchos Pesach and Tafna Malach, you see you can kasher barrels with milu v'ir from beer. He says, don't get confused, it's only for Pesach. This din only applies to Pesach, doesn't apply to other dinim, which is, again, what the Shach says, but the Tzad Lahokka by the Shach, who said that that it's only a special kula for Stam Yain and for Chametz, but for other Yisroel, it would not work. Okay? And then, what I don't have on the screen, it was too long, is the Chazanish. Okay? The Chazanish says, he says you really doesn't understand the Shach's first answer. The first answer the Shach said that it wasn't sitting for 24 hours. He says, I don't understand. If it didn't sit there for 24 hours, if you're being told, okay, well, that's one question. I'm not going to say that. And he says, like the Shach's question himself, he says, who are we kidding that it wasn't there for 24 hours? He says, it's a barrel. Barrel holding for long term. Okay? So the Chazanish says that we follow, that for Stam Yayin, we follow the Shitas Rishonim Hormeiko to say that Bliya is only Kedei Klipa. Now, I have to tell you something. When I told you beforehand that the Rajma and the Taz say that the Bliya is only Kedei Klipa, the Bliya is not Kedei Kulay, I said it to you, one way of reading them. You could also read them to say that they themselves are only being naked by Stam Yayin. Okay? It may well be that they were only being naked by Stam, they themselves were only naked by Stam Yayin. Meaning, I presented it to you as if the Rashi and the Taz say kavash into a kli is not at all, it's just kli kli, but then everybody else argues on them. You could well read into the Rashi and the Taz that they're only being naked by Stam Yayin in itself, that's the whole kli is by Stam Yayin. The other Yukim Taz is them. He might only be saying by Stam Yayin. Right, we're still a regular kashering. So if that's what they mean, then the Chazanish is saying basically what the Shach is saying is everyone's one big happy family. Okay, everyone agrees with each other. We usually say kavash kavushal by Stam Yayin. We don't say kavash kavushal. Okay. So now all these people who I just told you are mekel. All of you I told you are mekel. Oh, I'm sorry. One more. A Magen Avraham. I'm sorry. The Magen Avraham is also mekel. Okay. Seemingly the Magen Avraham is also mekel. Like this more tzadlahak from the Shach. All of this is very nice, except for one person. Okay, that we know of. Okay, and that is the Chacham Sadon. The Chacham Sadon says, it's Chacham Sadon by us, says, you should be machmir, and if it sat for 24 hours, you should do a regular kashering. He says, if there's a tzerich gadol, then you could follow the shita of the mikin. Okay, that's what reminded me of the Magen Avraham. He said, he says, look at the Magen Avraham. Okay, so the Chacham Sadon, even I just told you a whole long list of people who said you could be mikil, the Chacham Sadon says that you should be machmir, except there's a makom tzarech kadol. I think his words are. Then they should be machmir. Okay, they should be mekel. Okay, so and in contemporary people, Rabbi Shachter says everybody's always mekel about this. I don't know what he wasn't so sure what the question was.
Mekel about what?
About the shayla and the shach. Should the
which application?
For whiskey, for drinking scotch. Scotch and sherry can't. That's the application that we Lamaisa people have. Okay, and Rabbi Niehaus reports that Rabbi Heinlein tells him, no, the minig is to be machmer. I'm not sure, I hate to say what that is. I guess it depends where you drink on Shabbos.
But so Rabbi is saying, no shayla and scotch.
So the... So...
It's
says he has some possibilities of why a Baal Nefesh should maybe think about being Machmir. But right, according to what we're talking today's topic, according to this, that the Bizon Kedei Klipa, like the Shach in one answer says, and like all these other people said, that the Bizon Kedei Klipa, then they're going to talk about it because it's about the Shishim. Nothing about the Shisha, all kinds of fancy, complicated stuff. It's a nice time for God. Nothing about the Shishim. It's a tiny little Bliya. Tiny Bliya. It's about the Shishim. We're good. So we have to think about that, Rashi. Maybe did on purpose. I told you, Moshe said, "Don't worry about that," and Taiwan says, "Not to worry about that." Okay, so now, all of this that I told you, now that was the main part of today. There's one little side part to this also. That is, I mentioned a few times already that in Timkuf Kuflamet Hay, it tells you four different ways to kasher barrels. Okay, and before I'm going to tell you those four ways in a second. Those four ways are dependent on this question in the Shach. Meaning, are those four ways only if it didn't sit for 24 hours, but if it was covered for 24 hours, then you have to do a full Hagola? Or is no, these four ways work even if you didn't just, even if it sat there for 24 hours, you still could do those kasherings. Okay, why do I care? I'm going to tell you the four ways, and you'll see why we care. Okay, so the first, one way is milu v'iri. Milu v'iri means, in short, means that you put water into there for 24 hours,
at least 24 hours. Then you empty it out, put it the second time, and a third time, do it three separate times. That counts as milu iri and the kli is kosher. Okay? That we hold that you don't have to do milu iri with just with water. You can do it with anything, almost anything. As long as you don't use the same material that was in there originally. What the issue was, you have to use a different type of material. Okay?
This is the Shulchan Aruch.
This is the Shulchan Aruch.
The Shulchan Aruch is telling you how to cash the barrels.
Yes.
And it doesn't say if it was there 24 hours or not.
Doesn't say. No, the whole simon says, machnis lakim, things that sit for days on end, and it tells you one of the ways kasher is meal of yuri. And so Shach says, that's why the Shach is about the whole simon. It's like something seems missing over here.
You have to say a whole simon is somewhere wasn't there 24 hours?
The kashering parts of it. Yeah, well, the kashering parts is the food. That's what I said to you. The Shach says, he says, this doesn't make any sense. His first answer is, it wasn't there for 24 hours. He says, really? How can that be? Like, why? And if it was, how can the Shach not say that?
It's beyond ludicrous for you.
Okay, so the Shach is not as dramatic as you.
Yeah, I'm still going to tell you how to cash up barrels that think you're sitting in.
So the Shulchan
Aruch. I'll tell you one time that only if it wasn't there 24 hours. It's ridiculous to say it was the top one. The whole thing is somebody wasn't there 24 hours. It's not possible.
Okay, so that you say it in a more dramatic way, and the Chazanish and the Shach say it doesn't make sense. How can you say that's what we're talking about? That's what they say. So, but again, the people who are being machmir are saying is the passing like that answer of the Shach. Which he said first, that first answer of the Shach, which was, it wasn't there for 24, the whole thing was maybe not 24 hours.
So maybe it's the halacha of what machnis lekiyim means. But if you have just a general thing, if I buy barrels in the market that held stam yenim, and this is how you cash them.
So to your son's point, you could bring the stuff with sherry in it, because it's much, right, that's great. Right, so you're allowed to do meal of iri with other liquids. You can do meal of iri with other liquids. So that means is that if you have a sherry cask that was used enough times, it will be kashered. The scotch that's in there kashered. I put in scotch now for a month. That's one filling. If we take the huckle, it's clear, but then not only are we off the hook because it's bottle, but we also potentially kasher our barrel also. So we're getting from two angles. Okay. We're getting from two angles. Not only is it bottle, it's our food, but it was kasher also, yes.
And you also
have to I'm putting it on purpose.
Right.
Because he was kashered it to the ground. Right, should we save that if we say we kashered it, then no one was trying to put it on purpose. It's gone, you know? Okay, that's one thing. Okay, the second way to kasher is, I said to you, you could scrape off a layer. That's what we've been talking about all day. The third one is, you could do lieben kal. Okay? And lieben kal means is, you put a fire onto the inside of the barrel, and if it's so hot that when you touch the outside, it's yatzel edesboi. Okay, when you touch the outside of the barrel, the heat has penetrated the barrel to the point that it's yatzel edesboi, that's considered a kasher. Okay? So, in fact, when they wanted to use a sherry cask for holding scotch, that's what they do. They do something called charring. Okay, they put a fire inside of it. Okay, so when you watch them do that, it's very dramatic, and it looks like, of course, it's Yatzlan's point. But Rabbi Niha says, if I remember correctly, he's touched it, and other people have as well.
With the pencil.
I don't remember which way he did it, and it's not Yatzlan's point. Okay, it's 50 miles for a second. The barrel's very thick.
What do you do with a pencil?
We have a crayons that melt at certain temperatures. So it's not yet to this one. Okay, it doesn't get to be yet to this one on the outside. It goes in for a second. So even though it looks very dramatic and it looks like it would work, but Lamaisa doesn't work for that. But the good news is that even though it doesn't work to be Liban Kal, but it may burn off a Kedei Klipa's worth. Remember, scraping off a Kedei Klipa makes it mutter. So the charring may not be Liban Kal, but the charring very likely burnt off a Kedei Klipa.
Burn it off. Burn it.
You think it's better or worse?
It's sitting there. The ash is sitting there. I'm saying it didn't come off.
Well, the ash that's sitting there is gone. I mean, I don't have to worry about the Kliya from there. Okay. Okay. And the last way the kasher is with Kiri Klevishin.
You're going to have the ton of sherry that comes out of the charred wood.
Right, so that's what we're saying. It's kasher. No, it's not going to come out.
No, I'm saying forgetting about...
Are they going to think this town?
Even if it's Kedei Kulos, once it's charred...
There's a layer of char. The rest of the barrel is there.
It comes out, it's not tastes like char, no?
I'm not an expert. I can't say that part. I'm not a sherry drinker. Okay. Anyhow, the last is that you could also kasher with Kiri Klevishin. You could kasher with... Iri Klevishin also, but the Rama tells you, whatever, it's very complicated because think about it, it's the inside of a barrel. It's hard to get inside of a barrel and do Iri on every spot. So whatever the Rama talks about, potentially ways that you could do that. But that's not realistic. That's not the way. We use irreklirishin to do these types of kashrus. That's the truth. We view this kula of the shach. There are ways we can kashrus with iri in different ways. But in the barrel itself, it doesn't work so well.